This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. This was not a good year for the ethanol industry. The COVID-19 pandemic has rolled back gasoline demand as driving has been curtailed, and that has directly and indirectly negatively impacted ethanol demand. Most gasoline is 10% blended, so as gasoline demand weakened, the ethanol industry took its proportional hit. The year-round approval of E15 may be improving ethanol market share slightly, but times like today, with ethanol price 16 cents a gallon higher than unleaded gas, means the market is discouraging discretionary blending. This is a conundrum. Ethanol producers need higher ethanol prices to generate a positive margin given higher price feedstock. But higher ethanol prices relative to unleaded gas undermines ethanol demand. Ethanol still enjoys some structural advantages. A portion of the ethanol industry has shut down, with some plants having closed twice. Once because of margins pre-COVID-19, who recapitalized and reopened, only to be slammed shut again by the pandemic. It'll take a lot to bring those plants back online. Full recovery is a long time coming. The recent strength in the corn market is going to go right to the ethanol industry's bottom line, producing negative margins. Ethanol exports, down 10% this year to date, have not bailed the curtailed domestic demand out. Canada, Colombia, Mexico, and India were the best ethanol buyers. China has backed away from its E10 standard objective. Last word was that they may adopt an E5 standard. They have been buying many U.S. commodities and significant purchasing for Phase 1, but for some reason, ethanol and DDGs still look slighted. China has maintained an anti-dumping duty on distillers' grain, but given the strength in Chinese corn prices, the duty may not be enough to block those imports. There was a rumor of a Chinese purchase of ethanol today. Gasoline demand has potential for a couple of weeks more of seasonal demand improvement before slowing down again as winter arrives. Gasoline stocks have made significant progress in realigning stocks with demand. U.S. crude oil stocks, and particularly distillate stocks, remain very elevated. The La Nina weather pattern that has locked in could give us a warmer winter. Weekly ethanol production rose 12 million gallons last week, while ethanol stocks declined by 1 million. So demand improvement tracks seasonal gasoline demand. Ethanol stocks are near a four-year low. Distillers' grain prices have recovered from the displacement caused by the industry shutdown of plants and low corn prices. Feedlots displaced distillers' grain with more corn. This is one reason why corn stocks shrank in the September stocks report. Distillers' grain end users require a reliable supplier, and the ethanol industry was damaged in that accord. Higher corn prices will bring back demand for distillers' grain as long as ethanol plants do not experience such margin compression as to again curtail operations. Many feedlots change to soy protein rations and do not like to change back and forth. Studies have shown that the ethanol industry lost to the COVID-19 pandemic so far was in the $8 billion area. A portion of the industry is broke. A survey said that 25% of the ethanol industry claimed that the economic downturn has drastically changed operations. 84% said that the downturn forced some change in operations. The industry has asked Congress for financial aid in the HEROES 2 COVID aid bill and a provision to pay ethanol plants 45 cents a gallon for qualifying ethanol production was included. That is in the Democrat bill passed by the House, stalled in the Senate. The ethanol industry very much is a dog in the game as they wait for progress on this aid. I read where some optimistically do not think that the ethanol industry is going anywhere. The industry is wounded, is not healing with current margins, and needs this aid to hang on, or we will not be able to recognize it if the losses continue. There are a number of other pieces of legislation pending that would help the ethanol industry. It is election time, so one would expect that politicians would tend to be responsive to rural voters, which creates attention to biofuel issues. The Next Generation Fuels Act would establish a 98-octane standard for blended gasoline. Ethanol is affordable octane. It would also extend the Reed Vapor Waiver that held up approval of year-round E15 for so long to higher ethanol blends. Other legislation would mandate better transparency in SREs from EPA. The House passed such a bill, sending it to the Senate. The RFS is due for an overhaul in 2022. Ethanol opposition will see that as an opportunity to end it. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.